You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Southern California. We hope wherever you are, you're having a great day. I'm Janie Beauclair, and I'm here with Mr. Tony St. Tone. How are you doing today, Tony?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day out here in Southern California, which happens a lot. And unfortunately, a while back, we didn't get any rain, but that's what we're looking for, actually, out here.
You got to get out there and do the rain dance, brother.
Yeah, we haven't seen rain in a while, so every day seems to be a beautiful day.
I think we should have a rain dance party. You think that could work? We could do some Indian tradition, bang on the drums and that type of thing?
I think it's happening. Only thing it's happening somewhere else in the country where people are getting too much rain and other places aren't getting enough.
Good point. Good point. I think you might be right on that.
We need to level it out.
So listen, there's been some really cool things happening in our world. And I want to start out thanking Miss Denise Russo from Top Secret Hair Accessory in Studio City, California.
Yes.
She yesterday sponsored a photography session for Humanitarian Radio.
Yes.
And she brought in world-renowned photographer Gene Kirkland.
Yeah. Gene was awesome to work with. Gene has photographed everyone from Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, Zeppelin, Janis Joplin, you name it, he has photographed them. He's actually gone on the road too with different bands. And from what we understand, he is finally releasing all these photos that he's had in a collection. But just working with him and seeing some of the shots that he's taken, man, are just like, you know, behind the scenes. Like on the road with Guns N' Roses, and you see shots that he has taken of Slash or Axl in their hotel rooms, out and about. Pretty crazy stuff.
He's got a number of years under his belt in this industry, and it shows.
Yeah, and he was a blast to work with. Very fun. His wife was great, too. So we're going to be putting some new photos. Actually, the photo that you're going to see online is one of the shots that he just took.
Yes, the new photo. And then, listen, if you want to actually catch some of his photos, you can go to Top Secret Hair Accessory on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. Denise is going to be hanging Gene's history of work on the walls of her studio.
Very cool.
And Denise, if you don't know her, she is a hairdresser to the stars, if you will. She's actually way more than that, but that's something she's very talented at. So she did my hair, did my makeup, got me all ready, and then brought Gene in and really orchestrated a beautiful day for Tony and I. And we really, really want to thank Denise. And if you haven't listened to Denise's interview, go onto our archive pages and listen to what she's about. She's a fantastic person, and I recommend you checking her out if you're in the area, or, you know, it'd be worth flying in to come and hang with this girl.
And some people do. Actually, a lot of people do fly in to see her. So she's definitely top notch.
She's a magic at what she does. And again, thank you, Denise. We take our hats off to you, our beautiful cowboy hats, as a matter of fact.
She has hats also.
She has a line of hats that are just brilliant. So, and check out her website. So listen, I want to talk about something else we are working on. We've been talking a lot about the GoFundMe effort, Help Mike Precise See. And this is a fundraiser for some twin guys that are 28 years old that are losing their vision. And we have the opportunity to help save it. $5 donation is all we really need from a whole bunch of people, and we can literally change the lives of these two guys. Mike's in the entertainment industry. We are trying to get something done quickly before it's too late for him, and all it takes is some laser surgeries. We've lined up a doctor to do it. He's giving us an incredible deal. He's actually knocking $100,000 off the price.
Yes.
To help us to be able to afford to change the lives of these two guys. So if you can check out the GoFundMe effort on our humanitarian.com website, we would really appreciate just a little $5 donation. Would be fantastic. If it's not something you can do, please help us spread the word around to people that you know that can help. And let's make a difference in these guys' lives.
Yeah, it's something that is a really amazing thing, that a surgery that could take less than 15 minutes can open up their eyes. And if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, our last show, we did interview Mike, and we got to really get an inside look as far as what he goes through on a daily basis. He doesn't have double vision. He has 4, 5, 6 times vision, meaning that he sees 6 images when he looks. And it's just
anything.
At anything. And it just, he goes, it's painful, and it's just very hard to just focus on anything. So he's considered legally blind.
And this
and
just
you wouldn't
happened.
Know it by seeing them. You
this
know?
Just happened 3 years ago. This isn't something that, you know, has been a problem their whole life. At 25 years old, you wake up and you go, oh my God, all of a sudden I can't see and I'm seeing crazily and I got these massive headaches. And this is happening to both brothers at the same time, which is really crazy.
Yeah.
And to, you know, close your eyes for an hour and see how your day functions.
Yeah.
See how that goes for you. Mike and his brother Todd are looking at, you know, maybe 6 months tops.
Right, until the disease actually takes over and says, okay, now it's diminishing.
We have an opportunity right now in the next 30 to 60 days to change these guys' lives, man. And if you're looking to do something to make yourself feel good, and like I say, if you want to put a star in your karma bank, please check out the GoFundMe, Mike Precise and his brother Todd project that we're working on the Humanitarian Facebook and the website. And let's make something happen for these guys.
Definitely. Definitely. So what else do you have going on there?
Well, we have an awesome guest today. We have Melina Gay on our show. And for those of you who might not recognize the name, if you go to Google and check out her picture, you will recognize her from a variety of daytime television shows. One Life to Live, All My Children, Guiding Light, General Hospital, Young and the Restless. You might have even seen her on Joan and Melissa Rivers' show. So this young lady is just really, really a talent, and she has her own production company. She's winning awards. We're going to let her tell you all about how fabulous her last year has been.
Yeah, and a movie that she just put out.
She's a wonderful role model, and we are delighted to have her on the show. But first, you know how I always like to talk about interesting and simple and kooky and fun fundraisers that you can do. If you have somebody that you need to support or give a hand to, or there's a cause that you like, or whatever the circumstance, and you're looking for an inexpensive fund way to raise some money, usually what you want to do is go to your friends and family first. So without begging friends and family for money, because that's never fun, nor does it become effective, I found a really cool way online that somebody has started, and I thought it was fun and something that I would even be willing to do. So here's what you do. You bake a bunch of cookies, 3 dozen, and you call your friends and you say, hey, will you bake 3 dozen cookies and come to my house? We're going to have a cookie party. You try to do a recipe that you don't think other people have tried before. And so say you get 5 or 6 girls together, or families or friends or whatever together. You make some cookies. Everybody brings their cookies.
Everyone's cookies.
We're not tossing cookies. We're auctioning
cookies.
We're
auctioning cookies. Okay.
So within that party, you auction off each other's cookies. And so maybe you start the bidding at $20 a dozen. And everybody leaves with different flavors of cookies they haven't had before. You've raised some money. You've been able to put together, you know, a handful of cash for something that you're trying to raise money for.
Very
now,
cool.
You could do it on a big level. You can do it at a school in a cafeteria and do it with all the parents and do a PTA type thing. You can do it on any type of a, grassroots, homegrown fundraising level. What a blast. And don't forget, we have a lot of fall festivals coming around the corner, and you can do things like, you know, pumpkin carving contests and dunking your head into a big bucket of ice water for ALS and pulling out an apple. How about that idea?
You know, it's really interesting because a lot of people are doing this ALS challenge, and I'm not sure if everyone is donating when they do the ice bucket challenge. It seems like a lot of kids or a lot of people are getting involved, and it's bringing awareness, but it's almost like losing its focus of the disease, and I'm not trying to take away from the strength or the idea behind it, because I think it's really brought in a lot of awareness to the disease.
Well, let's explain what the challenge is. First of all, people are challenging each other to throw a bucket of ice water over their head. Somebody came up with the, hey, if you don't want to donate to ALS, then throw a bucket of water over your head, ice water.
Or do both.
So it was, if you don't want to donate to ALS, then soak yourself. That's how it all started. Now what's been happening is this craze has been going on with people challenging each other to throw a bucket of ice water over their head. But I don't think that they're necessarily saying, hey, The idea here, people, is to let everybody know about ALS. I went to a restaurant yesterday. I was sitting next to these two teenagers. They were in high school, and one had just been texted the challenge. And so the two girls were giggling about it. Should I do the challenge? Should I do it? Should I do it? And I said to the girl, I go, I think it'd be better if you made a $5 donation and tell them to, hey, you make a $5 donation too, instead of throwing the bucket of water on your head. And you know what she said to me? She said, I think I'm going to tell them California is in a drought. It would be much smarter for all of us high school kids to donate $5 than to keep challenging each other to waste water and throw it on the ground.
Wow.
I thought that was brilliant. That's what she answered this kid who was challenging her. And so she was challenging all of these kids in this stream. There was apparently 17 kids that were all challenging each other. She was challenging them all to each put up $5 and save the water.
I think that's awesome, especially coming from a young kid or teenage kids. Because I think what they do is they get caught up in the, I mean, there's over 1.4 million last time I checked of unique videos of people throwing ice water on their head. I mean, there's guys that are having dump trucks of water and like large garbage cans of water.
We
some
walked
guy
out
had
of our house
ice.
The other day, and right by our car, somebody was dumping a bucket of ice water.
Yeah, just to videotape it. And I go, that's cool. I get it. You know, it's,
stand
it's,
on
it,
the grass.
It's fun.
Water the grass while you're doing it if you're going to do that.
No, I get it. But I mean, listen, it's a fun challenge. And again, it's there to bring awareness. But if it's moving away from the actual cause, then is it still supporting it? I think we've gotten to a point where it's really, really pushing to the far left. And not getting back to, we're trying to raise money for this disease.
I want to say, though, I did hear on TV yesterday, I want to say it was $54 million has been raised. They are
really
raising money.
They are.
I wish they would be raising as much money as they are dumping water. Because I think the ratio is pretty off from the amount of people dumping and the amount of people that are fundraising, you know, that are actually donating.
Yeah.
I think that if everybody that dumped the water on their head actually made a donation, I think that number would be more like 100 million or in that ratio.
Well, the fact that they've raised $54 million is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And
so obviously the gimmick or the idea worked. It caught on. And it's done what it's had to do. But again, this is just my opinion. Is it's like if we can actually do like what you had suggested to that girl, say, hey, make a donation as opposed to dumping some water on your head because we're in a drought. Here in California, I think that's a great way to look at it because it brings it back to the original point. We're looking to raise awareness and money for this, not just freeze everyone across the country.
When I asked the young lady if she knew what ALS was, she had no idea.
She had no idea. That's my point.
And that's the issue.
That's the issue.
Exactly.
It's like, look, you don't even know what this is. ALS, I don't know. It's ALS.
Yeah.
ALS, what, Alzheimer's?
She says, oh, it's some kind of sickness. I said, challenge your friends to just look it up on the internet so at least you guys know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
Yep.
But again, hey, great campaign, great way of bringing awareness. I know that they didn't actually hire a company to do this. It was just a thought, and it worked.
It was an athlete's wife who came up with this. Her athlete husband came down with ALS recently, and they decided that not enough people even knew what it was. And so bravo to her for kicking off this campaign that turns out to be a, you know, multi-million dollar campaign.
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, it's taken off like wildfire, and the social media has picked
up on
it.
And let me just say, this was the wife of somebody. That means this could be your neighbor, it could be your cousin, it could be anybody. You don't have to be a celebrity to come up with great things. A lot of you guys have great things in your mind. Get them out there. Spit them out of your mouth and make things happen.
Yeah. Well, that's another example that you don't, it could be that simple, and it's taking that first step.
Yep.
It's taking that first step to say, this is what I want to do, and actually doing it instead of just saying, well, that'd be fun, but no one will do it.
Right.
Try it. You never know. With social media these days, that's all you need to do is put a video up on YouTube or put it on your Facebook, and it could take off. You don't need the ABC News to pick it up. You need to start it yourself, and then they follow. So that's the beauty of today's day and age.
Absolutely.
You don't need to track someone down to go, can you put this on the news? You have everyone's attention on your Facebook.
Yeah. And if you're not on Facebook, I mean, there's a million ways you can get on the internet. And obviously, social media is not going anywhere anytime soon. So get your word out there about what you're doing and what your needs are and suggestions on how people can help you. Because a lot of times what I find is that, You know, people know what the problem is, but they don't know how to help. So get your words out there and let people know, you know, how they can help you out. Say,
exactly.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have some sponsors talk a little bit, and we'll be back right in a few minutes with Miss Malina Gay.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out artisticjourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion. So we are back with Miss Malina Gay, and we are so happy to have you here today with us, Malina. How are you?
Well, thank you. I am fantastic today. And I want to thank you so much for asking me to participate on your show. I really enjoy the content that you have, and it is my pleasure to be with you here today.
Well, we want to celebrate you today because I have... I've been made aware that there's this thing called the 2014 Omni Award, and it has happened recently, and somebody I know won it. Who could that be?
She won Best Producer, by the way.
Yeah, so awesome. Tell everybody about this.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, the 2014 Omni Award, I won for Best Producer. And awesome. That would be for my film, Clarissa's Gift. And the film, I love the film project so much. It's a story about bullying. Mm-hmm. And but it's not just about, it doesn't just speak to children about, because it highlights the physical bullying that goes on a schoolyard, but it speaks to everyone on a different level, because kids don't come out of the womb just pushing and fighting each other. They have this learned behavior from somewhere.
Right.
So my film really highlights where it comes from in the family structures. So you have the family of Brad and Jenny Cunningham, and they are verbally abusive and they're verbal bullies to each other. And so that's where their son Brandon gets it from. And then I'm also an actress in the film, because I've been an actress for 18 years and I love it, and I'm going to keep on doing it.
Awesome.
So...
And now, you wrote this with Oba Babatunde.
Yes, that is correct.
And that in itself must have been a good time.
You know, he is a very creative and just kind individual, and he has so much compassion. So it really was, I mean, it was just how it came about. Well, let me just hear. My character and my husband is played by Stoney Jackson.
Okay.
And so he and I have a great dynamic as a married couple on the film. You know, he has this lovely wife and two daughters. He and I have a great dynamic, but I do a little bit of mental bullying of my daughter, Clarissa.
Okay.
And so that's where the film, what sets it apart is that you actually see the dynamics of the family structure and see where the bullying, where she gets her bullying tendencies, let's say, where hers come from me, because, you know, Sony is just a character and he doesn't do anything. It's really, it's all me. she gets it from me, and then Brandon gets it from his family, and then you actually see the family dynamic and where it goes. And so that's what makes it different and special, because it not only just speaks to the actual subject of bullying in kids, but we as adults are able to learn that our behavior impacts them in so many different ways that we may not even be able to understand. So that's what makes it. And honestly, the idea came from Naden. Naden Kirby is one of the stars of the film. She's 12 years old, and she's absolutely phenomenal. And so when all of the creatives sat down, it was myself as producer, Ova as the director, Monique Kirby as an executive producer, Nene as the lead actress, and another person who was initially commissioned to participate in the writing of it. We all sat down at a cafe in Burbank, and we said, okay, so what is our project going to be about? And because it's based on Proverbs 21 and 14, which is a gift given in secret soothes anger, a bribe concealed in the cloak pacifies great wrath.
Wow.
So that was, and it was the overall theme of the gift. So we had the theme of the gift, we had that scripture, and so we were to come up with a film based on just with those things in mind. So we sat down with all of our creative brains going, what can we do? And Nene immediately, the 12-year-old immediately said, let's do bullying.
Now, was she bullied?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Was she herself bullied? Is that what made her jump to this thought?
You know, this is the thing. Because she is a card-carrying, SAG-AFTRA-card-carrying actress, mm-hmm. has over 300 live performances, 30 national commercials, 20 music videos. I mean, she tap dances on a collegiate level. She has 2 shows right now. She's a voiceover in a Nickelodeon show and another Disney show. She doesn't even go to public school. She's
homeschooled. So she's new at this.
Right. She's a novice.
Right.
Well, this is the thing, because she's not in public school, she's homeschooled.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's bullied on the playground, but she may, I mean, I'm
she
assuming
may be
she's had some
on the set.
Interaction with some bullying experience, or maybe some of her friends have had it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and that's a good question I'm going to ask her, but she just immediately jumped to the subject of bullying, and so then Ova started thinking, and he said, okay, well, we can do this, and we'll do that, and we'll showcase this and this family, and highlight this family, and we'll show how the families, and I mean, everybody's brain just got to working, and then, you know, my producing brain said, okay, we can have this location and that location, and we'll have this actor and that actor. And
yeah. And it just revolves from there, which is really awesome that you can go back and go, it all started in a little cafe in Burbank.
It sounds like you guys basically all came together and everyone already had their role, and it seems like it took on a life of its own. Is that how you feel this, like, do you feel like this movie took a life of its own as soon as you guys planted the seed of it's going to be about bullying? Everyone brought in their talents and it just
had its own destiny.
It just came out very quickly.
You know what, Tony? I would love to say that that is exactly how it happened, but unfortunately,
it was a lot of work.
In a way, it did, but it didn't. And because initially, the film project was associated, I mean, I was always the producer, but I had it associated with another organization. And it was to bring goodwill and charity to that organization and hopefully win the prize money and then donate to that organization. And that's where I've been working on it since February, and that was just what I wanted to do just because. I wasn't making anything on it. This is just what I wanted to do because I wanted to do this for these people. And as it turns out, in this process, there was a major creative difference. And it was just a difference that I was not willing to, as a producer, I was not willing to move on. I completely stand on, we are a society of diversity. We are a society of all-inclusiveness, as we hope to continue to get to that. So I'm not going to make a project that is all one race. I'm not going to make a project that is exclusionary. So the initial writer wanted to pretty much make a film just with all African-American people, and it's ironic because he was Caucasian. He wanted to make a film with just African-American people and sitting around, you know, just talking. And there was dysfunction in that.
Right.
Negativity and dysfunction in that the representations were, they were not true representations. You know, I came up in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and I had two parents, and they were married. And, you know, I know a lot of people like that. So, yes, there is, in every culture, in every race, you have what is called baby mamas. You have, you know, the divorces, the deaths, all of that. But we see so much of that. I'd like to go back to an era and a time where of the Cosby Show, in a different world, and you see positivity in all races. We've had enough of the reality show dysfunction. You know, let's come back to, let's have some positive imagery here that actually do exist. It's not fairy tale and fantasy. It actually exists. So that's what I stand on and I represent. So I had Asian actors like Peter Kwong from Big Trouble in Little China. I had an Asian ballerina who was going to be in. And I have Caucasians, Vincent Irizarry. He's an Emmy winner from, you might remember All My Children.
Yes, my one of my favorites.
Dr. David Hayward. The evil Dr. David Hayward.
Yes.
So, I mean, he won an Emmy for that, which is great. And so he actually delivers an Emmy-winning, well, an award-winning performance, Academy Award, in my opinion, performance playing Brad Cunningham in this film. And on Melissa Biggs from Baywatch, very talented, very lovely lady. You know, these people, they bring not only diversity, but they bring really strong talent to the table. And so, because they're able to deliver a message, they have been... they've proven themselves in the industry to be able to do this.
Right, right.
So that is what my goal was. And then this other individual, he said at one point, you need to bring in more black people. And not that I couldn't.
Yeah.
But I did not, that's not the film that I'm making. That's not my, that's not what I as a filmmaker am representing. I'm representing diversity. I'm representing positivity. I'm not representing, you know, the quote unquote big mamas and the drama and the,
yeah.
And the, I, Malini Gay, am not doing it.
Very
I
good.
I'm not having it. I will not watch it. I will not condone it. And I certainly will not create it.
Bravo. So,
well, yeah. Good for you on that. I think that's excellent because I think a lot of times people do get caught up in that. And I think what, without having seen the film, it sounds like what you did is you just brought it to reality of a different side because the media seems to sensationalize a lot of the drama that's out there. And I believe that the more you focus on that, that's the more you're going to get. So. Let's say that, hey, this is an average family that doesn't have all that drama, has two parents, and still bullying is happening. And the fact that you actually have the parents doing it really starts to shine a light on this kid that just walk into school and start pushing people around, start teasing people. It's because they're getting teased at home, and they have no way to vent, and they have no way to get that anger out because they can't say anything to their parents. So now they go ahead and they start doing exactly, you know, monkey see, monkey do, and they just start doing it to someone else, going, well, if I can't defend myself against my parents, I'm going to start doing it to someone else. So, very interesting.
I think it's really cool, too, that that you push the diversity because, you know, it's something that we're very much proactive on as well, where we've have very similar thoughts with you, Melina, where, you know, everybody deserves a chance. Everybody, no matter what color, what religion, or you know, any of their belongings, whatever, everybody deserves to be involved and do good things and be a part of everything. And exclusion just shouldn't be an option. And I think that it's really awesome that you are standing up for that and saying, look, people, I'm doing this film the way I want to do it in a diverse manner. I want the message to get out to all ethnicities. The more diverse people you have in your film, the more diverse people you're going to attract to watch it. So I think it's really, really awesome of you to stand up in that method and go, look, I'm putting my foot down. This is who I am. This is what I'm representing. And this is the way it's going to be. I just think that's really fantastic. And, you know, I hope that you doing this encourages a lot of other filmmakers to wake up and jump on board and kind of like steer away from the crazy reality stupidity and be more in the positive reality, real reality. And, you know, follow in your footsteps and do this type of great television and great movie making.
Well, I also, too, thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Tommy, too. You know, that's really, and that's what it's about. It's getting the message, telling a good story, and spreading the word, and hopefully gaining inspiration and being a light. And, you know, we have to start pulling away from, as you said, Tony, they put more light on it, and then that makes it, that's what it is. But if we... put more light on positivity, then that's what that is. So that is my goal, and I hope I do inspire and encourage other people to do, you know, let's get to the positivity of this world.
Well, you know, that's what our show is all about. It's shouting out some good news for your soul and from around the world. So people like you are perfect guests on our show because you're the ones that are out there doing this and putting something out there that's positive, a positive spin on bullying, because let's face it, there's a lot of other movies and a lot of other projects out there that are just putting all the negative side. So you're trying to show a different side of it. I'd like to talk to a little bit about, so our listeners know your history. Because you've been an actress for 18 years, as you said earlier. Let's just talk a little bit about that as far as what you've done and how you came about being an actress. Because obviously you're an actress, you're a producer, you're a host. But let's talk about your acting career. I believe that's what you started with. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So,
well, I want to tell you where I first recognized you, because I was a fan of the ABC daytime drama series. So I saw you on One Life to Live and All My Children and General Hospital. I kept seeing you over and over on all my favorite shows, which was fabulous. And then I understand that you did The Guiding Light and The Young and the Restless, and you were nominated for Outstanding Actress in a Daytime Series for The Young and the Restless, which is pretty phenomenal in itself. You have a lot of fun doing those daytime dramas, I would imagine.
You know, I do have a lot of fun. They are, now it's the hardest work possible because the scripts are 160 pages and they're every day.
Oh my.
So, yeah, if you can't memorize, if you're not, and you don't get, you know, take after take, it's one, two at the max, but then it's moving on because there's a lot of stuff to cover.
Wow.
No time for, you know, to dilly-dally. So it is the best training ground ever. Now, what's ironic is that I did not go to school specifically for acting per se. I went to the University of Virginia, and I was a double major in Spanish and International Relations Foreign Affairs, and my goal was actually to become international corporate attorney with a concentration on the Spanish-speaking country.
Yes, and that's what I was going to do, too.
Yeah.
But then I shied away from it.
I went into music.
Well, it was a good move for you, Tony, and I believe it's a good transition for me. I was supposed to take over my family's law firm in Virginia, and so I went through the whole University of Virginia, pre-law, all of that business. But then my life took a different path as I entered the Miss Black World Maryland pageant. And I'd never entered a pageant before, and I said, oh, I don't want to do this. Beauty queens, they don't have any brains. They don't have any. They're just all about their looks, and they're
right.
So selfish and so conceited. And then I up and won.
Boy, you showed them.
Okay. That'll teach you.
Beauty and brains.
I won Miss Congeniality in that.
Awesome.
I was like, wait a minute. Okay, this is something. And so the photographer and my mother suggested, why don't you, you know, take some pictures and send them to New York? And I'm like, I don't really want to do this. I just did this because my mother's harassing me about it. So, I mean, I'm really going to be an attorney, and I'm going to be on my private jet and on my yacht and have lunch with Juan Velasquez in Venezuela and then come back home and do my paperwork.
So there,
like,
you
that's
go.
My life. So leave me alone. But they insisted and insisted, and I said, okay, fine. I took some pictures, sent them to New York, and then literally I had a boyfriend at the time who lived in New York, so I got the Yellow Pages and just wrote out, used his company because he worked on Wall Street, so he gave me some envelopes and some stamps, and, you know, just wrote out casting directors and agents and managers and shows and sent them my headshots, and then I started getting calls to be on the TV show New York Undercover and this little show on the USA Network on USA Live, and then I landed a role as background as an extra in The Devil's Advocate. And so I said, this acting thing is okay. So let me, because I was commuting at that point for a year, because I'm not one to just jump right into something. So let me see how this is going to go. And it's interesting because, you know, getting paid at that time, background work was like $30 for a 15-hour day.
Oh, my God.
So by the time gas, that takes that all up because I was going from Maryland. So between gas and getting my hair done, my nails done, the tolls, I mean, I was in the negative every time I did it, but
totally.
I just wanted to make sure that that's what I wanted to maybe make my next step. And so after a year, I said, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And then fast forward, my first big opportunity came as on One Life to Live as Nora's legal assistant.
Wow, so you were perfect for that. You're like, I think I know this role. It's very comfortable for me. I know all the legal terms and.
Exactly. So I was hanging out with Todd and Nora and.
Awesome. Awesome. And then somehow you ended up on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? How did that happen?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. It was my agent submitted me for it. I was like, Are You Smarter Than? And this is the thing. I was going on vacation in Dubai at the time. And I was there for 17 days for my birthday.
Nice.
And but, you know, they tell you a little bit in advance, but literally right after I came back, I was going to have to go shoot. So a lot of my time spent in Dubai was studying.
Oh.
Right. Oh. It is fun. I said, you know, if I win $1 million,
better be worth worth missing out on that trip to Dubai.
Yeah, but I managed, you know, Janie, you know, it's Dubai is such a beautiful place. It's the size of Maine, but they have 29 malls.
Wow.
The size of Maine, and there's 7 Emirates, and the Emirates are broken up like our states. So I made my rounds, and I went to the mall with a ski resort in it, literally be at 3-level with lifts, and it's 115 degrees outside, and there's actual snow inside. Full bowling alley upstairs, and right next to it is a TGI Fridays. And so,
wow.
Oh my goodness. But it was a wonderful experience. I did manage to get to the mall while I was studying. I handled it all. And then when I got to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, I did not win the million. I was one off.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember what question took you out? Do you remember what question took you out?
Oh, yeah.
She'll remember it for the rest of her life.
Just like I remember the question in the word in the fourth grade that kicked me out of the spelling bee and winning that and adjudicate. I remember it was which one of Zeus's sons is a constellation and did some other stuff. And I said, one of Zeus's sons, and he only had 2 sons, and I said one, and it was the other one.
He had a 50-50 shot.
He had a 50-50 shot.
Anybody could have missed that one. Don't feel bad about it.
But here's the thing. There were no choices. I just had to know it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did know it, but I knew both of his sons, but I did not remember it was the other one, and I said one, and it was okay. I mean, I came away with 2,500, so, you know, it wasn't a total.
Was it intimidating for you going up against all these little kids? I always felt like whoever's on that show, they must feel, like, really intimidated.
You know, it was interesting, because this is what I found out, they were not as smart.
Oh, really?
I was hoping them to be. At first, I was like, oh, they must be really smart. But then they kept getting things wrong, too.
So
you guys are so smart. It's like, you're so mean, and you're getting stuff wrong. I'm believing in you. Okay, I'm going to put all this in my hands now because apparently...
You had to get past that little mental hurdle first.
Well, it's the intimidation factor.
Totally. You know,
it's like you're like, I'm an adult, and this kid's in fifth grade, and they're going to be smarter than me on national television. So, obviously, that would shake anybody up going, okay, what goes with peanut butter? Is it jelly? I don't know.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, exactly.
And bananas.
But, you know, what good came out of it is, well, in addition to, you know, winning some prizes and winning some money, the producers in this town is so small, it's who knows who and what kind of reputation that you have. So because I was prompt, because I was professional, because I was kind, the producers of that show knew the producers of the Joan and Melissa Rivers show. And so because they knew that I had my company, Melina Gage Dream It Be It, that's a beauty pageant and image consulting firm, they said, well, we'd like you to possibly talk to, you know, be a consultant or a consultant, for lack of a better word, on the Joan and Melissa Rivers show, because Joan and Melissa are obviously going through problems. And at this point, it's Melissa and her boyfriend, they're thinking about moving and all of this, and they wanted me to come in. So fast forward, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader led me to a role on the Joan and Melissa Rivers show.
Oh, very cool. And, you know, that's how That's how Hollywood works, but a lot of business works, where it's like you start in one spot and you have no idea how you ended up here. I mean, you started off at daytime dramas and TV shows, and you ended up on, if you're smarter than a fifth grader, and then from there you're on with Joan Rivers. So people are always curious, like, how'd you make that switch? And it's usually just through networking. You just meet someone, someone makes a suggestion, you have a meeting, you have an audition, and next thing you know, you're on a different show. So I think it's really cool that you share that with us, because a lot of people that aren't in the industry don't really realize how that works. And it just happens to be through different relationships that you meet.
Oh, yeah. And it's definitely through different relationships, and that's why it is so, so important to always be on your best. Starting from getting out of the car, because you never know who's around you, who's overhearing conversations, who's this and that. And, you know, sometimes when I'm going on set, I'll just, you know, people don't know who I am. I don't want them necessarily to know who I am, because I'm watching them, because I'm always having, I have five more projects in the works right now. So I'll work with the same people. If they're on time or early, if they know they're on their game, they know their stuff, they know their lines, you know, and they're not in the way, not trying to do too much. Just do your job, be early, be professional. And you'll get hired again and again and again.
Isn't that interesting that you are the one scoping everyone else out and someone else is scoping you out? And you don't really even know it, that you're auditioning people around you for projects that you're doing. And I think that's really interesting, because you're getting to see all these people, how they work on a set as actors, as actresses, or as camera people. And you're going, I'd like to hire you because I'm doing a project. And I'm sure a lot of times you're like, what? You're not just an actress? It's like, no, I actually do a lot of other things.
Well, we've experienced that too, because when we first rolled into Hollywood, we 2 weeks after being here, we were extras on a set. And somebody saw us doing that, the guy who was the director, and he says, you know, you guys have such positive energy and you've been just keeping everybody happy with your, you know, lightness and your
enthusiasm.
Yeah. And we want you on our next film. And he put us both as, you know, roles in his next film because of the way we were on the set. We weren't being idiots, and we weren't crabby and cranky, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning and we had been filming for several hours and we were still smiling and happy.
I want to add to that, because we had gone to an audition. It was a cold read, and it was raining that day, and the woman said to us, probably like more than 70% of the people that were supposed to show up didn't show up because it was raining.
Right.
And I said, are you kidding me? She goes, no, that's the type of town this is. It's like, oh, it's raining, there's a bump in the road, can't make it. And she goes, and you guys still showed up. And it's like, well, I come from a musician background where the show must go on. It doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's snowing, if there's a hurricane. I've performed under extreme conditions because that's what you do. You show up. And it doesn't matter how to get there. You just get there. If your car breaks down, you get a cab. If whatever you need to do, you get there. If your equipment doesn't show up, you still play the gig.
We've done those.
We've done that too. So you make it happen. You make it happen.
Exactly. You make it happen the best way you can.
So then you did. You've been doing quite a bit on radio also. You just finished 25 episodes hosting, directing, writing, and producing a show called Beauty Pop.
I did. It was a great show on the Easy Way Network, and it's on hiatus right now. I may come back, but it was, because I had so much fun doing it. It was just a lot of work because I was doing it single-handedly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a previous show last year called Manners and More with Melina, and that was all about everyday etiquette, and that was 35 episodes of that on the RMC Network. But I had to put that on hiatus because I landed a role in To Kill a Mockingbird as Calpurnia.
Wow.
And so I had to try. No, I love that story. So I had to travel, and I was away for a month because that was a month long play.
Right.
So I was away from, I couldn't do a live show from where I was. So I put that on hiatus, and then coming back, then other things led to other things, and then Beauty Pop happened up. So now I've done, as you said, 25 episodes. It was such a great, it was 30 minutes. Every Tuesday, 6:30 to 7, just really high energy about fashion and hair care and skin care and fitness and beauty. And I would have, you know, special celebrity guests like Marley Gibbs and Congresswoman Diane Watson and just so many people on the show. Della Reese, you know, just a lot of lovely people on the show and sharing their beauty tips their expertise, you know, talking about, you know, really whatever they want to talk about. And it's really funny because now that the show is on a hiatus, like so many people are like, okay, so I want to be on your show. I want to be on your show. And I'm like, well, that's great. And when it comes back, I will let you. However, right now I'm kind of busy being a producer and collecting my awards because I'm now an award-winning producer. And I'm being requested to go everywhere. And my film is going, I mean, I just submitted it to Sundance last week and already been requested to go and participate in the Honolulu Film Festival that's going to be in February of next year. Already requested to be in the Pan-African Film Festival in January next year. And it's not even officially released yet. You can see the trailer and you can see the cast and the crew. But it's these acceptances have happened because of the quality of the product.
Right.
They know the caliber of the people that are involved and the subject matter, and they're like, we want this because apparently, you guys, shocker newsflash, but most people aren't making good stories.
What?
Good stories.
You mean they're relying on special effects as opposed to a plot or character development? I never heard of that.
I know. It's brand spanking new. So I'm getting all these requests to be everywhere, to talk about it, to interview about it, to, you know, get awards for it. So
excellent.
I kind of had to say, as much as I love Beauty Pop, as much as people want it to come back, and it will come back at some point, I just have to prioritize. And right now, my baby of Clarissa's Gift that almost didn't happen, because the end of actually the story was when that writing creative difference happened with the other initial writer, that was a couple of days before we were scheduled to shoot. And so one of the lead actresses and the location, we lost that as well. We were scheduled to shoot on Friday, and Tuesday night, I'm finding out there's no location, lead actress, not Nene, but there's another lead actress who has since been replaced by Aloma Wright. She's fabulous. You've seen her on Scrubs and, you know, a bunch of different things. But I didn't have these things. We were already set to shoot like in 48 hours or 72 hours. And these things are and I've been working on it since. Are you kidding me? I said, okay, this doesn't have to happen. Just forget it.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And so, but Ova said, Selena, just think about it. Just think about it. One monkey doesn't stop the show. The show must go on. And she said to me, the show must go on. And then little Nene and her mother, they called me. Selena, Miss Molina, please, you have to do this. You have to. It's bigger than you. It's about the message. It's about, like, but no, they're being mean, and I don't care. And if they don't, I said, no, forget them. It's not about them. This is about you. This is about your destiny. This is about the message for the people. It's about our society. It's bigger than that. Please, just eat something.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you need to eat and rest and think about it. So, you know, that Tuesday night, it was not happening. But Wednesday morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, Ova called me and said, okay, we have a new location. Here are two options for a new lead actress. And Monique and Nene called and said, okay, well, you know, did you dance? I said, okay. This is what I'm supposed to do. Then I will follow the path that has been laid before me. I will do it. We will go forward with it. So that was Wednesday. And then Friday we shot, and now we are 5 nominations in and 2 wins, because not only did I win Best Producer for the Omni Awards, Ova Babatunde has won for 2014 Best Director.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just the beginning. So
wonderful.
It's a story of triumph, of victory, that is... I just love telling it.
So, Melina, where can people see it, or how can people, you know, become part of this train?
Well, we actually have a website. It's called clarissasgift.com, clarissasgift.com. That's the website. And you can just follow me on Facebook. I do have a Twitter, but I haven't been on it in a year. And, gosh, the free world is harassing me about it. So I'm going to get it on the phone today, as a matter of fact. I'm going to, you know, figure out my Apple ID password and, you know, do the Twitter thing. You can follow me on Twitter at Melina Gay, or on Facebook. I'm there, you know, periodically. But really the best way is to just keep up with the Clarissa's Gift website. And That's where it will all be talked about.
That sounds great, because I know people definitely want to support it and actually see it. And it sounds like this is just getting started. It sounds like it's going to be a train that's going to keep moving for quite a while. And who knows, it might end up on one of these just regular TV shows that you can watch. It sounds like it's
the
heading
Lifetime
in that
channel.
Yeah, it's heading in that direction. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, I receive it, Tommy. I receive it.
It's so funny you said a Lifetime channel, because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, it'd be perfect on there.
Yeah. Okay, so there's our prediction. Our prediction is Lifetime Channel for you.
We know some people over there. I think we need to hook her up with them and let them have a little chitty chat.
Oh, I love that.
That's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do know someone that actually works
there. She owns
there.
The station.
Yeah.
That could be helpful.
That would be wonderful. And hey, then if they decide to expand it, then you guys need to be in it.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Okay, put us down.
Yeah, right. Sign me up, baby. Sign me up.
You got it. One thing that you will notice is with all my stuff, my projects, I hang with the same people. I work with the same good group of people, which is a very small group.
Yeah.
But we work in excellence and integrity.
You know, Tony and I operate the same way. And, you know, we do things more musically than film side. But we do play in that arena as well, because the band has played in a lot of different films and we've put a lot of music to different films and that type of thing. But, you know, once you get to know a really good group of people that are all like-minded and in the same vein of positiveness that you're rolling in, it's so much more fun to keep that group around you, because you know what to expect and you respect and you appreciate who they are because they understand who you are. And that's really big. That's really big.
It's huge. It's huge. And people don't know. This is my philosophy, guys, and you're welcome to borrow it. I tell people in a heartbeat, you got issues, I've got options, and they will be exercised.
There you go. I like it.
Well spoken.
Crack that whip.
I'm loyal to the end. I'm loyal to the end with my good folks.
We would love you to come back and let us know what's going on periodically. And absolutely. We're going
to
put the information about your movie on our Humanitarian Radio website and also on all the Facebooks, so our fans can connect with you and keep up with all the great things that you are doing. And we're so delighted and honored to have you on our show today, Melina, and thrilled that you are doing such great things in our world to change the way people are thinking.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. I was thrilled to be a part of you guys' show. And you guys are doing a great job of what you're doing and shining light on the positivity of our society and highlighting people who are actually making a difference and inspiring others to do the same. So thank you. Hats off for what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Well, we're hoping to make a shift in the world by gathering all the people like you and like us and, you know, getting more to jump on the train.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Anything I can do to help, let me know. I'm here for you. Let me know.
Well, we really appreciate it. You know what? You just got to keep doing what you're doing, because it's working. You know, just do what you do, because that's what we need. We need people like you with integrity that are looking to bring some positivity out into the world. And we'll keep highlighting people like you as we have this. So thank you very much again, Melina, for being part of our show and for being who you are.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. And thank you. I appreciate that. It's been an honor.
So every week, we like to dedicate a song to our guests. And this week, we are going to dedicate the song Best Case Scenario, because that is what Melina's doing. She's putting out the best case scenario in everything that she does and putting that positive vibe in everything that she produces. So this is a song by Saint Tone, Best Case Scenario.
Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped. Give me that best case scenario.
I wanna hear it full blast in stereo. I wanna see my glass start to overflow. With that best case scenario,
I just won't quit, and I just won't quit, oh no, no. Give me that best case scenario, with a right
sucker on with that worst case scenario. 'Cause I need that lift, I need that lift, oh yeah, yeah. Show me, teach me, get the power to create through my mind. I find a way. Scenario flowing through my mind. Yeah, the clock says I'm living. I could travel through time. 'Cause I'm here to define, here to remind, that every little thought is here to design your destiny, who you choose to be. A king in the sky or a bum on the street. It's not up to me, yeah, it's only you. Win or lose, when you choose, create your own truth. Good vibing, aligning, a shift that lets the bright light in. What you say, you create. So think twice before you let your mind stray. To get out from under these negative thoughts, these old beliefs that don't walk the walk. I am blessed, I am here, no time for fear. No time for fear. That best case scenario, and I just won't quit, I just won't.
So that was Best Case Scenario. You can find that song at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. Check it out. There's a lot of songs, videos, and information there. You can find out about the band and what I'm doing and what we have coming up.
Hey, so we want to thank our guest today, Melina Gay, and really encourage you guys to follow her and see the great things she's doing and support her in any way that you can. Spread the word about her movie. You know, if you can contribute to some of her projects, that is always welcome. If you know somebody who is doing great things out there to spread great positive life and living, please let us know. Go to humanitarianradio.com, like us on Facebook, and reach out to us and tell us your story or the story of people that you know around you, and let's let the world know you exist, people.
Yeah, and I want to add to that that it doesn't need to be someone who is famous as an actress or someone like Melina who has done all these TV shows and has been very well known. It could be someone in your neighborhood or within your community who is doing some great things, very simple things. It doesn't need to be this huge, huge thing to be part of our show, and that's the thing I love about it. It could be something very simple.
And if you're looking for some examples of that, there's a lot of everyday people who have done shows on Humanitarian Radio. You can go to the website, check out some of the archived shows. W4BC is a great example of a young lady who just took it on her own to start walking for breast cancer and raising money in that realm, and you can hear her interview on there. But yes, definitely let us know what's going on in your community, or let us know if you have something that needs attention. Do you need some help? Does a family need some love? What's going on around your neck of the woods? Help us help you. Shouting out some good news for your soul. This is Humanitarian Radio. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.